Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is This Week in YouTube, Episode 5, recorded May 12th, 2013. Stupid Cat Videos. This Week in YouTube is brought to you by ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network that allows you to use the internet the way it should be, anonymously and unfiltered. For 20% off your new account, go to proxpn.com/twit and use our offer code TWIYT. It's time for This Week in YouTube. Hello, everybody. Good to have you back. The show all about YouTube with two YouTubers and an old guy. I'll let you figure out who's whom. Lamar Wilson is here. YouTube.com/Lamar. Hey, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Also, Chad Johnson.
Hello, Leo.
One of these three is not like the other.
I have red hair. It is true.
It's the red hair.
And Chad has finally done a video.
I did. I made three videos this last week that I put on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I did two Let's Plays where I played through the video game Minecraft on a modded Minecraft client, and then I did a Draw My Life video.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So can we just skip through this and go right to I Just
Need? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. We don't care about anything else.
Justine is here. Justine Zarek, who we love and has been a long time part of the Twit family, even though you'd never know it.
I'm so excited. I miss you guys. I'm definitely need to come to visit. I'm going to make a special trip up.
I know you have some agenda with her and everything, Lamar, and you guys have done videos together and stuff like that. But I just want to ask a couple of questions for people who know Justine. But I think for a lot of us, Justine appeared out of nowhere. It's like all of a sudden, I Justine, and I Justine is everywhere on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, just everywhere. But it didn't, you know, you're not an overnight success. You had to work your way up. How did you get your start?
Wow. I mean, I feel like it was a long time ago, and I have a lot of that to owe to you because you were one of the first people to let me kind of just really dive into all of the tech stuff on MacBreak and everything like that. So, I mean, this was a long time ago. That was like 2006,
something
2007?
Like that. Yeah.
I think at Macworld.
It was before YouTube.
It was. I think that's when I first just started posting stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a long time ago.
So when did you carefully cultivate this career of yours, or did it just happen?
It really did just sort of happen, but I mean, now it's definitely a lot more work to keep everything updated. I have like four channels. I think I post almost 20 videos a week at times.
Wow.
So, and I'm the only person editing and shooting all of this stuff. So it's really hard to do anything else, but.
But you make a pretty good living now doing what you're doing.
It is, but I mean, it is a full-time job. Like, people just think that a lot of us YouTubers, and Lamar knows because he did Veda, you know, doing this stuff every single day is a lot of work, but it's something that I think a lot of us really enjoy doing. So it's a fun job.
Yeah. And I see you now on Spike. I see you all over the place. I mean, you're everywhere. Is it your goal to make it to, quote, real media, movies and TV? Or, I mean, is this a platform for you to get there?
I mean, I think it's a platform that I never want to leave, depending upon where YouTube goes. I think the internet is where everyone's trying to go right now. So I think doing bigger projects online and TV and kind of doing everything together is the ideal situation for sure.
What do you, you just signed with a big talent agency in Hollywood, UTA. Mm-hmm. So at this point, you're kind of thinking about building a career, right? It's not.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think you have to think further ahead because YouTube is changing so much. And even the past like 5 or 6 years that I've been on there, it's changed drastically. There's so many more people doing it. And anytime anyone asks me about, you know, when should I get an agent? When should I sign to a network? I tell them until there's the point that you cannot physically do it yourself until you can't anymore. So there, I have bigger ideas of stuff that I can't do myself. I mean, at this point, I'm still shooting all of the stuff that I post on my channel, but there's so much more that I could be doing. And if there was just like five more of me, That would be great.
My suggestion, though, is never get rid of the Mommy Make My Lunch site, because that...
Oh, my gosh. I do still have that domain.
Do you post anything? That's the first thing.
No.
I think that's the first site I knew about yours, and I think that you abandoned that long ago.
A long time ago. I think my original blog was tastyblogsnack.com, if you remember that. But yeah, no, that's... I had to move everything over to iJustine because it was just strange.
Yeah, everything's iJustine. Where did you come with the iJustine? Because that's part of the brand, is having a name that people remember. You couldn't, if you were just Justine, I don't know if it'd be successful.
You know, I would like to still be just Justine, but I made the mistake, or I guess not a mistake, but when the first iPod came out, and this is sort of when the internet sort of was just sort of taking off. So Justine was still taken on a bunch of social networking sites. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll just sign up. Add an I in front of my name and see what happens. And this is what happened many years
later.
I
didn't know that.
2002 is when I registered the iJustine.com domain. Crazy.
I'm gonna monopolize her. You don't mind, do you?
Go crazy. Go crazy.
No, go ahead. Ask a question. I'm just teasing.
I don't really actually have a question.
I'll keep talking to Justine.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just you and me, baby. Just forget those
How's
other
it
guys. What did you study in college?
Multimedia. So
you did kind of study this.
I did, yeah. So I knew I was doing something, and I started originally posting videos just to do freelance work. And mostly to show people, hey, look, I know how to edit. Granted, I'm editing myself. And then more people started watching and asking for more videos. And I started posting. And again, it's like 6-7 years later. It's crazy.
Okay, so I have a question. In your videos, it seems like a lot of them are still, like, you have almost multiple versions of your videos where you make stuff that is really highly produced and, like, really polished. And then a lot of your vlogs are still seem to just be in front of your webcam. Would you say that equipment is something that you need to wait for if you want to get into making videos, or just go ahead and do it and your personality will shine through?
Oh, no, definitely just do it. I mean, you look at some of the top YouTubers now. I mean, a lot of people chose to go the higher quality route. Some people are still filming stuff on their webcams. And I think the most important thing, and we were even talking before the show about how important audio is. Now, I'm not as concerned with my video quality, but as long as the audio is good and people can hear you, I think that's the most important thing. And as long as you have something to say and something interesting, like, people are going to watch it. And that's the cool thing about YouTube, which will lead into the subscription chat that we're going to be talking about later.
Yeah, I do want to talk to you about that. So I remember a couple of things in, kind of signposts in your career. One was the 300-page iPhone, the first iPhone bill that you got. In 2007. Yeah. And then shortly after that, I think you started, or maybe it was roughly the same time, you started doing Justin.TV. This was crazy. Justin.TV started because a guy named Justin had a camera on his head and just broadcast everything. And early on, you were like one of the early lifecasters with Justin.TV, right? Maybe the second guy.
I was the first person other than Justin to do it, which was kind of ironic because this was the first time I've ever been carded and people didn't believe my name was Justine. They just thought it was some sort of publicity stunt that I happened to be named Justine on Justin.TV.
Right.
But yeah, I did that for 6 months straight.
What?
And
that's where I first saw you.
Unreal.
I didn't know anything about YouTube, but that's when I first saw you doing this. I remember Justin.TV, I was addicted to watching those. Just this guy walking around and watching his life. It was really disturbing. So yeah. I'm glad you came along, because I got to see another perspective.
So
it was really interesting. Yeah.
So Justin Kahn, who created Justin.TV, Justin.TV has gone on to something completely different, really. It's now it's like Ustream. It's a streaming site.
Right.
We use it.
They've started a great service called Twitch, which is only for video game streaming.
Twitch is amazing. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's insane how much everything has changed. And video games on YouTube is huge. I mean, some of the most viewed content and partners are people just playing video games.
Right.
It's insane.
Did you, in those early days, how did your family and friends react to this? First of all, nobody's ever done this before. Not just life casting, but just being an internet it girl in general. This is you were the first.
Yeah.
How did they react?
My parents were okay with it because they kind of grew up with me filming things all the time. So they were not surprised. I mean, I was editing from VCR to VCR when I was super young. So
really?
Like, oh,
AB editing?
Yes. Like, I was just recording and shooting stuff onto the other VCR. It was crazy. But they, my parents, they were fine. They think it's great because they would see where I was at all times.
So you're really living out this is your path. This is going to be your path from age 5.
Yeah, very, very young.
Isn't that interesting? But if YouTube hadn't come along, I don't know what you'd be a news person on Channel 8.
Yeah, I can always read a teleprompter. Fantastic.
That's no good though. This is so much better. You get to be creative. You get to do your thing. You get to be yourself.
Yeah, it's so fun. I know my friends didn't like it.
I remember
getting all these comments. They're like, "We vote so-and-so off your show." I'm like, "You can't vote him off my show. First of all, this isn't a show. This is my life. And this is my friend."
Did at some point, did friends say, no more. Take the camera off of me.
Yeah, my best friend moved out. So
really?
Like, okay, this is time for this to stop.
Wow.
So how about some paid YouTube stuff? I want to hear your reaction to this.
All right, you want to talk about this? You want to go there? Let's go there.
I want to go there. Yeah. So YouTube announced this week that they're going to roll out 30 test channels, as they call them, from anywhere from 99 cents a month to $2.99 a month, and they will still be called. They're still using the word subscribe, which is really one of my main problems with this. They said the goal is to give variety to the content creator to make to make more money, to make a living in a different way. I guess the three issues I have, and Justine, I want to hear definitely from you. My first issue is just using the word subscribe. It's already confusing for people for free. So to tell them to subscribe, they're gonna really think pay, which is gonna be irritating. The other thing, at $3 a month. Okay, let's say I get three channels. That's $9 a month. Netflix is $7.
Yeah, you're already up to Netflix.
Are these all Netflix paid channels now?
Yes.
This is the category paid. So they said that there would be a total. Well, they've already exceeded that of 33. Yeah. There are 54 paid channels now.
Yeah, they've definitely added some more.
How do you get on this list? You have to be a partner. If we wanted to do it, could we just do it?
Yeah, you have to apply for it. And they have to accept you. I'm thinking most of them are going to be brand new channels. Some of them are current. Like Sesame Street is going to put all of their episodes on, for instance.
There's only a few. There's a National Geographic, Sesame Street.
Yeah, UFC, the Fighting.
Fighting, yeah. Ultimate Fighting Champion. And that's it. The rest are independents.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
My other issue, and then I'll throw it to Justine, is like the pay. Okay, iTunes, they take 30% if you put something on there, right? YouTube is going to take the standard 45%, and they're 45% of it. And so if you're on a network, they're going to take their extra 10 to 30% as well. So you're left with 25% and less of an audience because you now are behind a paywall. And so I definitely have some issues with it, but Justine, tell us your take.
See, I think Justine could create special content that would be subscription only in addition to her existing content.
I think it really depends, because when I look at the content that I'm producing right now, I would not want to charge people to watch. I mean, this is stuff that I'm creating for free, for fun, that I really love to do. But if I were to do this, or if I were to subscribe to any of these channels, but to be completely honest with you, I couldn't really find a channel that they currently have right now that I would want to pay for. Even I got excited. I was like, oh, there's some fitness channels, but they look like they're from the 80s. I was like, I don't, this is not content that we should subscribe. I think it's a good model. It has potential.
That is 80s.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, okay, all right.
Do you think, I think what happened with YouTube is that the thing they tried last year, which was they give you some big bucks to up production and so forth, and they had they spent $300 million on that.
Yeah, to give you $1 million for your channel.
It was kind of a flop.
Yeah.
So I think they're looking for other ways to get premium content on YouTube. The big problem YouTube has, especially with advertisers, is it's perceived as the groin kick channel, the Charlie Bit My Finger channel, and they want to get some premium content on there, and so maybe they think this is another. I think they're just trying stuff.
Yeah,
I think so too. They definitely are. I mean, because the stuff that they decided to launch with, I don't think is something that they really should have launched with. There's so many other shows and potentials that they could have went. So I think they were kind of just under a deadline and was like, uh-oh, what can we put out? Here's some stuff. But I mean, I think it does have a future. I know if I were to do a paid subscription channel, I would have to really promise some great content. I mean, I have to hire a team, make sure that this is shows that are up to par that people are going to want to watch, not just an everyday vlog that I could never see charging
for. There'd have to be nudity.
Well, yeah, but I got to charge a little more than $1.99. Come on.
Well, are you limited to that? Couldn't you charge $49.99? I mean, what is the? Does it have to be $1.99 a month?
I think you can. I think like some of them are like $5 a month.
I think some are $5.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see why YouTube would say, hey, you can't charge $50 a month. Why would they say that? They're going to get half.
So Justin, to you, what is, because I was having this debate with Chris Perlow on Twitter and Benny from New Media Rockstars. What is premium content? We keep hearing that word, but what defines premium? Is it just using a high quality camera? Is it having a team? Like what would you define as that?
I mean, I guess if I were to do it, I mean, I have a bunch of show ideas, so I would actually want to have a whole entire show, something that's the people are going to want to watch, that you would see on that television. But when I'm subscribing to Netflix, I know I can see anything. So it's definitely worth the $10 a month or whatever, because you're getting all of these shows.
Right.
You know, there's so much content. So I just feel like if I'm only going to produce a one show a week, that's not something that I'd want to charge people for.
See, I've been thinking about whether we should apply, and I've been talking with Lisa and others about whether we should do this. And what I came up with is the problem is you don't know ahead of time if you're going to make some commitment. I don't know what YouTube's asking, but you're going to make some commitment for some number of shows. For the partner channels, they wanted 50 shows in a year. But they're going to make some commitment for that. And you're committed, if only 10 people subscribe, you've got to keep doing this for a year.
Right.
So I would rather go to Indiegogo and say, hey, we would like to make a show that tells you what the 10 hot topics of the week are each week.
Without advertising.
Without advertising. Would you pay for this, raise $100,000, or not do it at all? And then you've got a commitment from people. You're going to get the money, and you then have a year to do that. It seems to me, and you don't share it with YouTube. Wouldn't that be a smarter way to do it? There are plenty of ways to do paid subscriptions. That's not a hard thing to do.
I mean, the other way that I would suggest is go the Netflix route, where you pay YouTube $7 a month, and then no matter how many videos you watch, like let's say your $7 is a pool.
I'm sure they'll try that.
And it gets sliced up. So if you watch 20 videos, it gets sliced up 20 ways. But
they'll
try
that at some point.
The cut won't be worth it for the person making the channel.
Yeah.
And you also got to think of you don't have to think of it, but the networks are sure thinking of it. I mean, they definitely want their cut, and they're trying to justify, well, this is going to be good for them. Because, you know, if you make more money, they get to make more money. But the problem is, it's like a lot of the networks are saying, well, hey, if only 5% of your audience gets this, you're going to make a whole bunch of money. It's like 5% is a little ambitious. I'm sorry. I don't see 5% of my audience. I don't see 1%.
Yeah.
It depends on the content.
I barely get a free interaction on Google Plus as it is.
Right.
And I have
a
million people on there.
About 1% of the people will hit the thumbs up button, and they're going to pay for your content.
So, but are you thinking about this at all, Justine? Is there any thought of how you could do this?
I mean, I thought about it, but I just don't think right now that that's something that I want to do. I mean, I do have a show idea, but I want it to be hitting multiple platforms. I'd rather more people see it than, stealing people's dollar a month just for like 5 people to see it. I mean, YouTube is so sketchy right now as far as, I mean, how are people seeing it? I mean, I know everyone's always complaining about views and this and that. So we don't really know how any of this is actually all working. So who knows how the subscription thing is going to work?
Yeah.
I mean is YouTube important to your strategy?
No, it definitely is. I mean, that's where I post almost all of my stuff. And it's my main place where you can find my videos. So it is a huge part of it.
But it's not the only part. It would be foolish for you to rely on YouTube.
No, I mean, a lot of it is relying on it. So I think that's one of the reasons that I'm like, okay, we need to figure out what happens if YouTube is gone tomorrow. I mean, I'm thankful that I do have my website and all of these other platforms. But it's like, I think a lot of us do rely on YouTube. But what if they're like, you know what? We're done. We're done tomorrow.
Well, it was all a contest, and now you can stop uploading videos.
Justine, what do you think of like Vimeo? They offer something like a tip jar, which I think would be a great thing for YouTube, because I have people who want, I always refuse it, but they're like, hey, can I have your PayPal just to send you something, just to thank you? And I'm always uncomfortable with that, but if a tip jar thing was available, I'm not sure it's not in YouTube's interest to do that because they wouldn't get a cut, but would you like something better like that? Where someone can voluntarily just give you something extra?
Yeah, I think so. But again, it's like, I don't want to be taking people's money. Like, if you want something, go buy a t-shirt or something cool like that, because it's still, you know, we'll still get some of that. But I really like making this content. And I just wish that there was a better way that, I don't know. I just don't know. I just feel like the subscription thing, when I saw all those partners, I was like, I don't think this is This isn't right. You guys aren't ready yet.
Two things. Good channel there.
Two things to mention also is that one, if you're wondering what will happen if you're not subscribed, if you click a video, it will show you a preview of what you could get, and then you will get an overlay of, hey, if you want to see the rest. And so you can see the full video right down here is 25 minutes, but you're going to get a 2-minute preview. The other thing that I'm surprised by is if I look at a lot of these channels, they seem to be kid-focused. You can see the juniors and the kids and the flowers and everything. And traditionally, parents will not let their kids stay on YouTube just wholly because they understand that YouTube can have anything posted on it. So I'm surprised that they are going after the children's market with a lot of these paid channels.
Well, go ahead. Just
say it's interesting that it is children because this way that these kids can be sort of stuck in this own little world, so they can't go out. I mean, if there's a way to do that,
is there a wall?
Of YouTube,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that would be great because there's a lot of content on YouTube.
Yeah, that most children cannot watch. And then, finally, I mean, YouTube has a great distribution platform, but I wonder how this will translate to things like your phone, your tablet, your smart TV. Will this work across all of those devices? It seems like it will.
It would have to.
They did say it would work across all. I guess, again, I'm going back to the subscribe thing because I went to the YouTube meetings earlier this year and late last year when they were talking about how 800 million people watch YouTube daily that do not have an account. They watch it from sharing or viral videos, whatever. And they're trying to get those people to sign up because obviously they want them for the ID service, but they polled a lot of those people and they don't understand what subscribe is. A lot of those people think it's paid. Mm-hmm. And so they did the new layout to push subscribers, but now they're throwing this in too soon.
That makes a really good point.
Yeah. We're only 4 or 5 months in. And so them changing this, and they're already adding another layer of confusion. The techies will understand it, but I'm not talking about the techies. I'm talking about the average people.
No,
will not get. They will. I would say subscribe to my channel. Like, oh no, I don't want to pay.
Right,
and that's very true.
And they won't subscribe.
And subscriptions now don't even matter as much. I mean, when you go onto YouTube, my main homepage is recommended videos. Most of the videos I've already seen, so I'm like, why do you keep recommending me these videos? I've already seen these ones. Thanks, YouTube. So the subscriptions have kind of taken a sort of a second shelf, maybe even second and third, because it takes you 3 or 4 clicks to actually get there.
Yeah. And the other problem with the paid ones is that there's no shareability here. There's no viral video because you have to pay to watch it. So, the whole thing of YouTube, if you watch a video 8 times out of 10, probably that might be a little ambitious, but you enjoy it so much that you throw it on your Facebook, you throw it on Twitter. That won't work like this. Right. People won't.
That's true.
Yeah, it's gonna cut down views severely. I sound pessimistic because I'm thinking like an average person. They're not gonna buy into YouTube being a paid platform yet. Not yet.
It's really funny because forever all I've said is I want a cable subscription where I could buy channels a la carte. And this is actually kind of that, where I could buy a network a la carte and only pay for that subscription. But now that it's here, I don't really like it that much. I'm not going to lie.
It's true. And then I think about some of my favorite TV shows. If I would probably pay $1.99 a month if I got daily content, live updates from the actors, the actresses, so that I'd be able to see what goes on behind the scenes in between shows. So something like that I could see. But I just feel like a lot of this YouTube content that we're all creating, they're so used to seeing everything for free that they're like, why would I pay? Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So as a creator, and if any creators are watching this, you've seen articles out there, some from networks, some from other places, where they say, they're saying, hey, you'll make more money, but you'll have less audience. You got to think, do you want to burn your audience for the sake of more money? I think
you could make content that's just the paid content. You don't have to give up on your audience.
No, definitely
you
not.
Something special.
Well, they're eventually going to offer it to channels like me, and I may be able to make a certain section or the
well, I'll give
channel.
You an example. My feeling on paywalls has always been people will pay for something if they get some value for it. That's why the Wall Street Journal is a successful paywall, because it makes people money, right? So they're willing to pay $150 a year to read the Wall Street Journal online because it makes them money. So if we were going to do something like that, we would do, I don't know, something that I figure people who are tech investors would watch, like hot tech trends that investors might watch. Or, and we'd make it a special thing.
Training video you have to pay for.
Or training videos. That would be another good one. People pay for those.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's certain categories that people do pay for. We would have to do something in that category. I wouldn't make Twit or this show a paid-only show because it doesn't make sense to take an existing – I don't think you should ever take an existing product and take it off
free. And I hope they don't offer that to people because that's what they're rumoring.
Well, they'll let anybody do that if that people want to do it. It's just a dumb thing. They'll see. They'll find out. The thing that's funny about YouTube to me is they seem to be a little bit lost. They seem to be wandering a little bit. Like they don't really know how to do what they want to do.
I'm glad you said that because we're definitely in a wandering phase. That's the perfect phrase for it because, you know, they're in limbo. They're not sure – what the next step is, and they're trying so hard to be TV.
I know what the next step is. An ad for us. We're going to let Justine go. If you guys, last questions for Justine before we let her go, because we don't need to keep her through the whole show. The poor woman's got Mother's Day. What are you doing for Mother's Day, Justine? You're making
a
nice.
My mom's across the country, so I don't even get to see her.
Well, we wanted Justine to talk about her AOL venture before she left. So
wearable tech. What is this all about?
Yeah,
I'm excited because I partnered up with AOL, and it's interesting because AOL is completely taking a whole nother shift.
They're doing video big time, aren't they?
They are, and so I went to their new fronts in New York, and I saw a bunch of their new shows, and they look really good. And the one that we're shooting now is mine. It's called Hardwired, and it's all about wearable technology, and I'm such a huge fan of wearable tech. So when they decided to do a show, I was like, this is perfect. So it'll be on, I think in the next couple weeks, we're going to have our first episode out. So right now there's just some behind the scenes content of making of the show. And yeah, it's really fun. And you know, I know we're talking about YouTube, but there's such a whole other audience that we sometimes get so pigeonholed into YouTube.
How does AOL expect people to consume this? On the web?
They're actually going to have a YouTube channel as well. And then they will have it on their channel. And then I'm going to be posting stuff on my channel that's kind of the same show, but sort of different segments and different pieces to link back so that they can see the full thing.
And is there an AOL video app?
For iPhone or for Android?
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think they probably have one.
There's an AOL on app. I would think that they would use the AOL on app maybe for...
Probably, yeah.
For distributing this.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's all the AOL on originals.
Because that's how I'd want to watch it.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be on there, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm on the subway, and I got my iPhone, and I just watch a little bit of the video on the way into work, something like that.
So tell us real quick a little bit, why wearable technology? Obviously we know why. It's amazing, but...
Did you pitch them, or did they pitch you on that?
I came in, and they were like, so if we were to do a tech show, what would you want to do? And I came in, I had like my Jawbone, Fuel Band, I had another Nike watch, and this. And then I said, well, how about something with like wearable tech? And they're like, it's perfect. This is great. And then we started shooting the next week. So it was easy as that.
And where do you shoot it?
We're shooting everywhere. So we shot in San Jose last week. We've been doing most in LA, and I know we're heading out to Boston and back to New York. So we have some big plans for it.
It's shot like a real TV show, it sounds like.
It is, and it's super high quality, and all the people that they have on it are just absolute perfectionists. So in a day of shooting for one video, I think, wow, I could have shot 20 videos today for my channel.
That's awesome.
Well, good luck with that and with UTA, and we'll look forward to seeing you on network television and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and Google+ and everywhere else you are, which is everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to hit you up, and I will come and visit you guys for sure.
Yeah, we'd love to see you, give you a little tour of this small-town operation. You know, it's nothing like what you're used to, but anytime.
I mean, I'm shooting in my studio right now. It's a white wall, so that's all I've got.
Thanks, Justine. It's great to see you again.
Thanks for coming on.
Justine Azarek, iJustine.com, and you can find out all about everything she's up
to. Bye.
Thanks, Justine. Take care.
Yeah.
Our show today brought to you by ProXPN. Now, when you watch video, sometimes I just want to mention you might want to watch video that is available in other countries that these countries say, well, you're coming from this country, you can't watch it. That's where a virtual private network is awesome. ProXPN is great for so many things. It's great for protecting yourself online. With ProXPN, all of your transactions are encrypted. So even if you're using a scary, you know, open access spot at a hotel or an airport, you're always safe because all of your data, everything you're doing is encrypted as it's going through that open access point. But also, because ProXPN has servers all over the world, you can appear to be coming from Dallas, Seattle, London, Singapore, Los Angeles, New York City, or Amsterdam, because that's where your where your presence on the net is suddenly seen. And that's pretty cool. It's certainly a great way to protect your privacy. Governments, of course, are doing all they can to censor information. ProXPN, in countries where the free flow of the internet is not allowed, gives you free access to the internet. If your ISP is starting to send you six strikes notifications, ProXPN will protect you there. It's great encryption. If you want to know more, Steve Gibson reviewed ProXPN on our Security Now show before they would even be an advertiser. We wanted to make sure that we checked out the technology. He vetted them. He said it's absolutely great. 512-bit encryption tunnel, the 2048-bit key. They support OpenVPN, the standard, as well as PPTP. Not as we don't recommend it except in cases like smartphones where that's the only choice. It's good. It's just not as good as it could be. If you can use OpenVPN, do. And now there is an OpenVPN solution for the iPhone, by the way. Keep your usage private at work. Keep your usage private at home. Bypass geographical restrictions. ProXPN is awesome. Their software for Windows and Mac gives you even more control. You can select the programs and the ports you want to use. So you can say, hey, only my browser traffic should be private. Things like that. Works with iOS or Android devices as well. So you can use your data plan or public corporate Wi-Fi with complete and total privacy on the go. No app required. World-class customer support. Find out more at Security Now or go and take advantage of our ProXPN deal. It's proxpn.com/twit. You can sign up. A premium account is normally $10 a month or $75 for the entire year, but you'll get 20% off when you use your offer code TWIYT. TWIYT for this week in YouTube for the lifetime of your account, not just for the first year, but forever. That means less than $5 a month on the yearly plan. Now, that's a great deal for VPN service. Visit proxpn.com/twit and sign up with our code TWIYT. If you use that, it'll let everybody know that you're watching this week in YouTube, and that will make it better for Lamar. Do it for yes, Lamar, folks.
I will be able to eat pizza tonight.
Instead of Alpo.
can't eat any more Alpo.
No, dog food.
And I'm out.
No. You know, every once in a while I open a can of Alpo for Ozzy, and it looks pretty good. The meatballs, the gravy, the sauce.
Leo, don't try it.
Really?
Don't
it looks at least as good as those IKEA meatballs.
I accidentally ate a dog treat once, and it was not good. Oops, I'm not Justine. Sorry about that.
You're sounding like her right now, I gotta say, Chad.
Look at me.
You've always wanted to be I, Justine.
I know. Yes.
I should have asked you this, but I didn't want to embarrass you. But I noticed that people like Chad and Lamar, when they figure out how they're going to do their big YouTube presence, everybody looks to I, Justine, and how she did it, right? I think a lot of the way you present yourself, Lamar, in your thumbnails, you know, with the faces and the big, reminds me a little of Justine. I mean, she really is a pioneer.
I will not deny that she is a heavy influence into a lot of stuff that I do.
And nothing wrong with that.
No,
right. Yeah. It's great to look at someone and take inspiration from them.
Yeah. She's the gold standard, frankly.
Yeah.
My daughter calls her an internet it girl. Because remember the old days in the movies, they had the it girls. You didn't know exactly what they did, but they had it. She's got it.
Yeah, she could talk. She's not a tech person, but she could talk about tech and a lot of other stuff. And that's kind of my ultimate goal, because I don't want to be, you know, you're the tech guy. I don't want to be labeled as a tech guy, but I want to be, you know, more general and but still can talk about something with authority. And she has that. She always has. And so
as we often say, you know, Zay Frank really started this genre. I think when people look back historically at the early days of YouTube, I, Justine, will absolutely be considered one of the pioneers. Six million views on her going through her 300-page iPhone bill from 2007.
Yeah, just that.
That was one of the first big viral hits on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. We've got some viral hits.
We sure do. So I don't know how to open this one, except don't talk through it. Just watch this.
I'm going to be quiet.
All right, it's Samsung Mobile Korea Galaxy Note 2 commercial. Oh. Not Note 2, whatever the latest phone is.
Yeah, the Note 2. This is a great phone.
Season 2.
No, don't talk through it.
Oh, sorry.
What's
You sure we shouldn't talk through this?
Oh, no, you can talk.
Okay, so...
It's just some guy talking in Korean at this point.
No, but you could...
I mean, if you're listening at home, you don't know something. What the hell's going on.
No, he's watching something.
Oh, he's seeing something he doesn't want to... 난감한 상황에 빠진 야동 순재에게
동영상 재생 중 소리와 발길을 추천합니다.
Samsung Galaxy Note 2.
His wife is coming in. Charges.
I'm sorry. I'm.
So did you lose? Did you not get it?
No, I understand. He turned on a porn channel by accident.
No, what? No, he had a folder full
no,
of.
No, yeah, that was a.
Yeah.
That was just an accident.
Okay, yeah, he opened his porn folder, and the music started playing.
And his wife was going to come in, so he...
Where did the wife... I didn't see... Oh, he looks over his shoulder, though, yeah, and it probably said in Korean, uh-oh, here comes my wife.
Yeah, it was very... Like, come on, it's...
And then who's holding the note, too, and why is it on there?
Listen, commercial logic doesn't always make sense, Leo.
It doesn't sell the note, too. I don't even understand it.
The message is you can watch it on mobile and turn it down really quickly.
Right. And why is he hugging his wife?
No, that was the video he was watching. It was the spicy scene.
No, it was him. Was no, that not him?
Oh, at the end, at the end when he was hugging his wife. I don't know.
Or some strange woman. He's hugging some strange woman.
He's
what the hell?
He's
that
hugging
was the stupidest dad I've ever seen. I can't believe
the note too.
Of all the videos on YouTube this week, you think that's the best video on YouTube?
But us young people get it. I don't have to
tell you. Now you pulled the age card, didn't you? I knew you would.
Let's just move on to the next video. How about that?
How dare you? Yeah, this is my Pioneer Day.
This is Sad Cat Diary.
Black pants from the couch. There is no longer any place for me to sleep. I have vomited 3 times in protest, but there is no sign that anything will change. My only other hope for rest is on the computer keyboard, which is nearby, but sadly no one is currently using it. I will wait. Dear Diary, my food dish is now only half full. It is obvious that I will soon starve to death. I have repeatedly tried to draw attention to my predicament with the authorities, but they are clearly either stupid, deaf, or just cruel. This may be my last entry. Dear Diary, it has come to my attention that the authorities have 2 hands that seem to have made it the sadistic policy only to pet me with one of them at a time. Half of love is just... low.
I think Leo is just in a bad mood. These are hilarious.
Dear Diary, I've decided to plead with the authorities to rub my belly. I think it'll do me good in my current condition. I would like to receive 2 rubs exactly. A 3rd one, and I will bite the shit out of them as per protocol. Wish me luck.
Okay.
Dear Diary, the language continues to vex.
Leo, you are the grumpy cat this week. All right, there weren't that many videos, all right? We did the best we could.
Really? Well, I admit I have a prejudice against cat videos in general.
You don't like cat videos?
I don't like cats either. Take that, Chad.
Oh, wow.
Ozzy and me got a thing about cats.
Okay, well, maybe do you... No,
I like cats well enough, but talking cat... You know, my favorite talking videos are you can never top the one where the dog's talking about bacon. Right?
That was another...
That's a great video.
I don't see your screen, by the way, so...
The dog voiceover... Isn't that the guy does a whole series of videos of talking animals? That's funny. Talking animals. Or talking dog.
Well, this one was trending, sir.
Yeah, it may be trending, but it's derivative. I know, that's so 2009.
Talking about this one?
Stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went to the fridge and I opened up the meat drawer. You know what the meat drawer is, right?
Yeah. What was in there?
Well, I'll tell you what was in there. You know that bacon that's like maple? It's got maple flavor.
The maple kind, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah?
I took that out, and I thought...
Yeah?
I know who would like that. Me! So I ate it.
Oh! No. You're kidding me.
Nope.
Is this the video you're talking about?
Not kidding. You know, I also noticed there was some...
Oh, yeah, this is hilarious. In there.
You know, steak... You know, juicy. Well, I ate that, too. But I went back to the fridge. just a few minutes ago. And I put something together really special. You're going to love this one. I took some chicken.
Yeah.
I put some cheese on it. And I covered it with...
Covered it with what?
I covered it with cat treats. Yeah. Then guess what?
What?
I gave it to the cat.
See, that's good. That's brilliant.
Well, that wasn't trending this week. I'm so sorry.
That was also from 2011.
On behalf of YouTube, I apologize for not having a great trending video except this last one.
Yeah, man. Lamar, like, what? Seriously, why didn't you make...
It's all my fault, guys.
Come on, Lamar. I'm just saying.
It was a slow week.
That set a standard for talking animal videos that I don't believe Zay Frank has surpassed.
Okay, next
His
video.
Was good. His wasn't bad.
The dog one was funny, even though I didn't want it to be. It was funny.
You didn't. You tried. You tried to say this. You tried, and then you realized, no, actually, this is funny.
It was really good.
Yeah. So let's see. One more.
Yeah, now this
one more chance. Redeem yourself.
Now, everybody loves the kid president. Everybody loves
him. This one goes out to moms. On behalf of all the kids in the world, here are two things every mom needs to know. Number one, put down your phone. Unless your kid is named phone. Number two, don't name your kid's phone. That's just not right. That's messed up. We love you. It's just sometimes we don't know how to say it. Sometimes it just comes out screaming or crying. But the next time your kid screams, you know what they're really saying is, I love you, Mom. You're beautiful. Thank you for not naming me phone. Four, stop cleaning. Our house isn't messy. Our house is awesome. It's awesome because we live in it.
My mom. All right, so what do you think, Leo?
I love it. Okay, see? Redeem myself.
Mom upside down is wow.
That got me.
That was really cool. Wow. It should be like this. Wow, 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 wow. Number six. While I have you here, I want to take a second and talk about Meatloaf.
Let's not play the whole thing.
Meatloaf, okay.
So my question is, who is this kid? He's a star. He's brilliant. I love him.
Yeah, I forgot his background, but yeah, on that Soul Pancake. Yeah, he's called Kid President Obama's actually.
Is Soul Pancake just Kid President?
Or no,
is
no, no, no.
It's other stuff too.
Yeah, it actually has Rain Wilson from The Office. Is that
his
name?
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those YouTube funded channels, those Google funded channels. Yeah,
that's so very good. I like Kid President.
I like that one. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting because this is a YouTube-funded channel that actually looks pretty funny.
Yeah.
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 It has some okay stuff on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. It was a slow week.
It was a slow week.
All right. Let's give the chat room a chance.
Oh.
It's already...
No. Pumpcast. Just search for Pumpcast News Karaoke.
We have so much more to cover.
There's 10 million views this week alone. All right, forget
it.
Forget it. It's okay. I'm just trying to save the show.
The show, we got
Idina on.
talking about.
Yeah, but what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Listen, that was like 20 minutes ago.
If you had let her stay,
all right.
she would have laughed at each one of these.
You know, it's funny because some of our other shows are starting to tread on this territory. Security Now, we played the Spock ad for Audi.
That's not acceptable.
Well, you not only that, but YouTube pulled the show down because of it. Audi complained.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm sure they saw it and thought.
No, but you would think. We edited it out. But you would think that a company, if they make an ad that's so clever that other shows play it for free, wouldn't pull those shows down.
No, Leo, you are copying them. That is a copyright violation.
That's why we got pulled down last week.
Yeah. No, they have the right to. But it just seems like somebody in there should have a brain.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, you're giving them free advertisement. You should, what they should do is go, oh, they're playing that video? That's great. We should tell the people who bought the ad that now we have 20,000 more views on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, try 70,000.
Right.
I only want this ad to play somewhere where I pay for it. I don't want it to somehow go viral and people play it without me paying for it. That's wrong. If I were Mr. Audi, I would fire that ad agency. Enough said.
Yeah. The fact that they made a great ad and then took it off of our video.
They pulled Security Now down. They didn't just say, violation, blah. They pulled the show down.
Yeah.
We had to edit out their ad.
Yep.
We gave them free play. I played the whole thing.
Yeah, because it was funny.
Stupid. Anyway, so other shows now are treading on our territory here. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah.
This is the show where YouTube viral videos
You're
get played
on that
nowhere
show.
Else. Oh, yeah, that's right. I pushed the play button.
That was you.
All right.
By the way, Lamar, I may have some great tips for you in the future because I've been trying to get back into the YouTube thing, and there's already like three or four things that were not
that you did wrong.
Well, they weren't apparent to me until I figured it out and went, "Oh, that'd be a good tip for the show."
You are more than welcome to add to the outlines for tips. So just do it. I mean, do you have one that's better than this week's?
I was actually trying to segue into this week's, but want.
No. We can talk. This one is really quick. It's just an announcement from YouTube. So really quick, and then we'll get into video responses. So YouTube has this really kind of cool thing now. When you upload a video, it's saying that you're a creator. They have some improvements to the uploaded where they will email you, which is seem like a no-brainer for YouTube, Google, when the video is done. So like say it takes 2 hours for you to upload and process your video, which it does for a lot of people. You don't have to sit there and watch it and babysit it like I do. You get to walk away. You'll get an email that says it's been uploaded. And then from there, and that what's really cool is once you get that email, you can then forward that email to all of your friends and then they can watch the video live,
which is
a very, very nice touch.
Now, do you happen to know, and I know that this is a new feature, but do you know if it'll email you if your video fails to upload?
It didn't say that.
Yeah, I don't think it said in the release.
Yeah.
But YouTube, I hope you're listening because that would be nice.
You fail.
Yeah, exactly. You fail and then add as a human to the subject line.
Or at life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. So that's our tiny tip. That is available by default. You can always turn them off if you hate email, which I do hate email, but I would like this email. And you know what? I was going to just by default make Justine the channel of the week, but we talked about her channel so much already.
Look how good that looks.
It's a very good channel. She has stopped.
I should have hired her when I had the chance.
Her review channel mostly. She's kind of consolidating. She has four or five channels. So she's consolidating some stuff, which is cool. But it's just enjoyable to watch. Like she could talk about tech and it still be fun. She could talk about her life or lifestyle videos and it's fun. And I love what she does. And subscribe to Justine. I'm really excited about her AOL project because I like that she'll be putting some of it on her channel as a way to tease.
I just found it interesting to find out that she'd been doing that since she was a little kid, that like her parents weren't surprised.
I didn't know that.
Because she just, and that, I think that's where you're really, if you've got something that's a passion, even when you're a little kid, and you can make that your career, that's golden. That's what you want.
Did you want to do this, Leo, when you were
a little
kid? In a one-room schoolhouse?
No, my mom, in fact, when she was on here getting interviewed, she told people that I was like 3 years old talking into a coffee can and spinning records. I have a picture of me in a Mountie outfit with the records here and talking into a coffee can at the age of three. I'm not kidding.
She didn't put you in a facility?
Oh, yeah. What was your audience reach with the coffee can?
Not great.
Oh, man.
We didn't have YouTube in those days.
You were really doing that, though.
And I wonder what my career would have been like if YouTube had been around when I was your guy's age. It would have been probably very different. I had to work my way up through traditional media outlets, and that's hard.
There's a lot less friction when you can just upload your own video and start your own audience with YouTube.
Do you think that's an advantage or a disadvantage? Maybe I had to work harder because I had to get approval every step of the way.
Both.
I think you're a lot more – I think you, Perillo, and a lot of other people are a lot more seasoned at it because you've gone through all the rough times. I think somebody who gets a viral hit can get very complacent and lazy with it. They don't really know what the hard work is. I'm just being dead honest about that.
Well, yeah. I also think that I got to fail at private. crappy. Everybody's crappy when they first start out. And I was on small radio stations, college radio, and then very, very small stations. So it was kind of failing a little bit more privately. If you're a kid and you're putting up YouTube videos in front of everybody in the world, it's kind of public.
Yeah, but when they're bad, they don't get very many views.
Yeah, I guess it's still pretty private.
I mean, it is pretty private. I mean, I have some really horrible videos that I've uploaded. Well, you can private it. I mean, the thing is, someone could download it if they thought that you were going to be really big later, but normally that doesn't happen, and no one's sitting there downloading every YouTube video that gets uploaded.
Well,
I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. There's Lamar's secret stash of petabytes of videos.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So finally, guys, last week we actually, Leo, because I made you come up with the question at the last minute because I'm evil like that. Asked, would you join a YouTube network? And we have a couple video responses.
Woo. Not what I wanted.
Is that my channel?
I think so.
It is. I'm watching a video that's had 1 million views in the last day. But never mind. Forget about that. Let's do some more cats.
This is really a cat, Leo.
Wow, you are downgrading our audience.
Okay, here we go.
This is your response to This Week in YouTube. In regards to the question, no, I would not like to join a channel because I feel like you lose all the originality that you bring to YouTube, and that's what makes YouTube in the first place is the originality of the YouTube video creators. And you're also possessed by somebody who could end up screwing you over just like Ray William Johnson. And dealing with lawsuits is not my thing. But this is Junior55 signing off. Have a great
day,
guys.
This guy. He's very well spoken. I think he's going somewhere. Yeah. Does he have a YouTube channel?
Wait, are you asking him to join your network, Leo?
No, I don't want to. But don't you thought he was very well spoken? He got his point across very clear. Didn't say, well.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll hold against him, he had an L.A. Dodger hat. I don't like that. But at least the logo was blacked out, so that was okay.
I will disagree with one point that if you join a network, you lose your creativity. That's not true.
No, you're the same.
Yeah, you're the same. You know, they really have no influence unless you ask them for influence.
But
that's the one thing you get to keep.
He's right, though, that you do put yourself in somebody else's back pocket. And that could be a problem.
Yeah.
It is a danger.
Yeah. You definitely have a higher authority that you need to.
That's why I ran away from my first one.
So what's that guy's name?
That was?
JUNR55.
Junior55. I think we're going to watch him with interest.
Okay.
We have another
guy from Let's Go Road Tripping from Chicago. I've met this guy, and he wants networks to provide support.
Would I join a network, and what would I expect to get if I were to ever join a network is that I would want something that would help me make better videos. I would really like to have a better camera. This one's a nice, great little camera, but I really have a lot of other things I would like to do. And it would also be nice to do some cool collabs with, like, with that guy that used to live in Chicago, moved to L.A. Can't remember his name. I think I met him once last year.
Hey, pause this. I'm going to give him a free tip.
So okay.
Hang up the freaking coat. And what the hell's that coming out of your printer?
Wait, that might be on the wall.
I think that's a projector.
You could make this a higher quality video. Get a bed sheet.
Maybe he doesn't do all his videos from right there. He actually does.
The last video response we'll ever get.
No. Get some hair while you're at it.
Oh my God.
I'm just teasing him. He's wonderful, nice guy. I love Chicago.
He actually does road trip videos.
That's cool. So he doesn't normally sit in his room.
No.
He's normally out in the.
I admire anybody that can do travel videos because I'm scared to death of them, and I'm still learning how to do them better. So. Yeah.
Travel videos. See, everybody in the chat room says I've been mean to that fellow.
What's
his name?
A little bit.
What's the channel name?
The channel name is Let's Go Road Trippin'.
There you go. You got your plug.
Trip in without a G at the end. So.
I like the cute logo. Let's Go Road Trippin'.
Just make people subscribe to him for your hurt.
He lives at 15 North Clark Street, Chicago, Illinois, 10019.
And look at his channel. It's nicely laid out. He has a great image.
Look at that. Yeah, the bar there. No, it's good. Good job. Good job. And now he got rid of the printer already. See?
See, it's gone.
The thing on the wall is gone.
He's actually covering it up.
That was fast.
But it looks like this is a Harley Davidson coat. Like, he's showing it off.
Oh, that's his set.
Right.
Oh.
Perhaps.
Wow.
I'm just making that up. I'm just trying to defend you, man.
Mr. Laporte. Guess what, Leo?
What?
Next week, I booked Mr. Chris Perillo to be on to talk some YouTube stuff and to talk about his vlogger fair.
They didn't tell you about our feud, huh?
Oh, he's still coming.
Okay.
Wait, do you have a real feud with him? What? Oh, this is awkward. Well, he said yes, so.
Oh, of course he did. You'll see what happens.
Oh, this is going to get some good ratings.
I'm just teasing. I love Chris. I love Chris. Chris Perillo, next week, we're going to get some YouTube stars in the show. Tell us what we're doing wrong. Because how many views do we have on our channel right now?
Ten.
Ten?
No, it's got to be. No, come on. No, really. No,
No, we get over 1,000 on the YouTube channel, but those are minimal compared to what we're getting on the downloads.
Right.
All of Twit's shows don't.
That's not bad. 22. That's like a typical Twit show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I'm gonna find some creative ways to get the YouTube going, because I want this to be the first Twit network show to really have a vibrant YouTube. So I'm gonna be answering comments.
We would like to do that. We'd like to crack that YouTube nut.
Yeah.
Or crack YouTube in the nuts. I'm not sure which.
Upload it to YouTube, because that's a great YouTube video.
I like the second one for sure.
Are we done? What is our question of the week?
Let's think of one.
Right now. You know, Chad, you were supposed to do that.
Justine,
was
pretty?
That me? Was that me?
I'll put it on you because I forgot.
I got one. All right. Did we do this already? Do female YouTube stars have an advantage over male YouTube stars? We did that?
Yeah. Or do you have to be pretty to do YouTube?
Oh. I'm kind of obsessed about that, I guess.
Is that almost the same thing?
Yeah.
How important is hair?
No.
Having something coming out of your printer?
I got it.
I would want to know if YouTube was someone's dream goal from years ago or something like that. I don't know how to word that, but Justine had a goal.
Do you feel like being dedicated from the very beginning or having a passion is the only way to succeed, or if you just want to use YouTube as a platform? Is that kind of what you want to say? Probably not.
Not that long.
Oh, I got it.
Well, you're the king of Leo, so yeah, you can make this thing.
Somebody in the chat room said this. I think it's a good point that our videos are at least, 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes in some of the other shows, a couple of hours long.
Yep.
How long is too long for a YouTube video? Should YouTube videos be under 10 minutes?
Yeah. Or does long-form content not have a place on YouTube?
Yes. Is there a place for long-form on YouTube? I think if you could answer that, if you would send us a video, put it up on YouTube, send it along to, what is the address they should mail it to?
YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/thisweekyt or TWIYT and then post your video response to our YouTube video.
What is the perfect length for a YouTube video? Is there a place for long form, anything more than 10 minutes? Or is YouTube really about short, short, short? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Make your video response 30 seconds or less, please.
Yes.
If you do a 2-hour, if you do a 2-hour response, you get points in my book.
Oh, wow.
And on the other hand.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Hey, and that was fun. I really was so nice to see Justine. I haven't seen her since the big blow up in 2007. And she apparently has forgotten that completely.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah. She has not been on any of our network shows in 5 years.
There was a blow up?
Not 5 years. Really?
Yeah. No. I can't think of the last time she was on.
I think we got intimidated by her success.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm actually terrified of her now.
You had a blow over her. You had a blow over Chris. This is interesting. I'm glad I'm here.
You know me. Or maybe you don't know me.
We're going to have a blow over.
Do you know me? Yeah. I know you. Eventually, I turn on everybody.
The only blow up I know is with you and Mr. Arrington.
I will turn on you someday, and just remember I warned you.
I look forward to it.
I turn on everybody eventually. Hey, was she in the car? They're saying in the chat room. I won't turn on you. I'm scared of you.
Sorry, I was just laying there. I just had to.
She was in the cottage, somebody said. I don't remember her being in the cottage, but maybe she was. Oh.
Yeah. I remember she was on your, when you were at CES, on your live, that's where I last saw her. You had several people come in for a couple years ago when you broadcast from CES.
Okay. All right. She might have come by and waved while she was doing the Spike TV thing.
She sat in on a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? It's all good. People love you, man.
So you can find Lamar at youtube.com/LamarWilson. You can find...
I got my eye on you, Lamar.
When I blow up Leo, I'll remember you. Don't worry.
I get the feeling sometimes you might blow up, Lamar. You might lose your temper. Do you have a short fuse?
No, not a short. I can get angry, but
if you get angry, is it like stand back?
It's big.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah. Those are the worst. People who don't blow up much, but when they do, they go. That's what I'm like. I go. It's on, Lamar.
I never want to meet that person.
It's Lamar. It's on.
When I get mad, it's scary.
Really? I've never seen you.
The hair turns blue.
I was going to say, does your hair go Goku?
It does. It does. It's like Super Saiyan. Yeah. And it's like I put my finger into an electric socket and just.
Oh, my God. All right. Leo, thank you for another week. And, we look forward to Chris next week.
Everybody should be watching This Week in YouTube. You can watch it on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ThisWeekInYouTube. And I know I'm playing another video. I keep hoping for a great viral video from this week. Here's one that was posted 6 years ago. The chat room likes. The chat room wants me to. This is a French
cat. I've actually seen this.
It's 6 years old.
Well, it's in the vein of the Cat Diaries.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Where
je suis un chat noir.
But
it's all in French.
Well, that's appropriate.
And it's really badly said French. It's an American guy trying to speak French.
This is good because we have a French cast coming up for This Week in Internet.
Right.
Tech.
So, yeah, there's that.
All right.
If I could plug something real fast, check out youtube.com/omgchat. I am trying to start a YouTube video series again. It's been a while. And to kick it off, I did a Draw My Life video. So you can sort of see a little bit of history on maybe why I stopped making YouTube videos. And I'm going to get back into the swing of things.
And if you all don't subscribe to that, I will find you. Okay? You support Chad, okay?
Thank you.
All right?
Yes. Thank you.
Because, you know, if I just give him that threatening look like this, they'll do
it. Oh, gosh. See, that's all I needed. That's all I needed.
They'll do it.
Thanks.
All right. All right, guys.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on This Week on YouTube.